Good morning to our new Grade 8 parents. This is the last podcast we're doing before we hit the big day. And we decided to come into the studio today to make a last couple of announcements and to try and guide you a little bit more into what will be a journey, a new journey for all of us. We're looking forward to seeing the little Grade 8s back, and it'll be hopefully a better year than last year for all of us. In the studio today, I've got the great controllers again, Mr. Maudsley and Ms. Burkus. And I'd like to start with Adam. Tell me, this is the first time we've brought back the Grade 8s early. 3 days, in effect, earlier than normal. What are the reasons behind that? What is the thinking behind bringing them back early?
So bringing the Grade 8s back early is that they can still get their experience of having their Grade 8 orientation. Orientation has been a custom at Bryanston High School for the last 30-odd years, and we don't want the Grade 8s to miss out on anything else due to COVID. So we're bringing them back early so they still have their orientation as well as they have their academic time. In this orientation, they'll get the chance to meet us as grade controllers, meet their class teachers, their registered teachers, as well as be orientated with the school and their counselors so they know exactly where to go, where their teachers will be on their first day back at Bryanston High School.
So when the rest of the school returns on the 15th of February, they'll join us as a normal group and they won't go through any orientation after that.
That's correct, yes.
Garen, now I see you decided to break them up into three groups. What are your thinking behind that?
Well, Mr. Skelton, we decided that for the kids' safety as well as the safety of any staff members at school, instead of having them as one big group for 3 days, to rather split them into three smaller groups and have each group come for a day at a time. This way we are able to keep them indoors in a small amount of them, and that way not risking anybody with this pandemic.
Now tell me, Adam, obviously on everyone's mind will be, what have Bryanston High School done about our COVID safety and security? And how safe will our Grade 8s be with the rest of the school?
So our Grade 8s will be incredibly safe with the rest of the school. All of the mandated government regulations and COVID protocols are in place. Every morning, the staff as well as the students have their temperatures checked at the gate to ensure that temperatures are within the normal range. We also sanitize regularly. Every afternoon, the classrooms get a deep clean. And there's sanitizer in every classroom for the students and for the staff to sanitize themselves. We have masks that are to be worn at all times, and physical distancing takes place in all classrooms as well as at break time around the school. It is important to note that if your child would like to wear a face shield, they must wear a mask with their face shield, and no buffs are allowed to be worn at school as per the department regulations.
Is it true that there are youth brigades also deployed at schools?
That's correct, yes. We have been given around 10 youth brigades from the Gauteng Department of Education. We will be around to ensure that physical distancing and all COVID protocols are taking place.
Karen, one of the hot topics I'm dealing with at the moment with a lot of emails is, what are we going to do about sport this year?
When it comes to sports, each sports faculty is in contact with their national association, who would have stipulated certain rules and policies and procedures to be in place. So most of the sports bodies have said that sports may start for practice only in small groups. And certain sports have also regulations which they have to follow. You know, you're allowed to do certain things but not others. They have to fill in COVID protocol forms. They have to have COVID officers. So at this point, we are hoping that all of our sports will be able to go back to practice at this time. And then later on, hopefully, we'll be able to have some matches and some galas and competitions and all those sorts of things.
Is it true that club sport is allowed at the moment?
So yes, club sports are allowed to happen and take place. So there are quite a few of the club sports that are taking place at Bryanston High School.
All right. And then you've all dealt with June Corlett. She's our admissions secretary, and she's joining us today in the studio as well, just to share with you a couple of important points that I think you need all to be aware of.
Yes, the admissions process started with me from our open day right through with the GDE online application and accepting everybody according to the GDE regulation. You were all given a student number for your children by me once you were on the system, and I'd just like to ask you please to use that student number as your reference with all payments that you make to our school. it makes life very difficult if you make a payment and all you do is put your reference as Bryanston High. So we don't know who that is. One of the first things that your grade 8s are going to be doing, they have to bring their transfer letter and their final report and hand that to the grade controllers. I'm sure they can do that over this orientation period. That's very important because that's one way with a transfer letter how we get the learner profiles from the primary schools. Another thing I'd like to mention is we have a tuck shop on the premises and it is privately run. They have a computer system and all your children's student numbers are logged there. You can make deposits into that account, but please note that it is private. It's not for Bryanston High School's account. You will get all the details from Mrs. Taverner. Another thing I'd just like to mention is on their first day back, you have got a list, and I just want you to have a look at that list again. The signed code of conduct, packed lunch or money for the tuck shop or pay into the tuck shop, transfer letter, copy of your grade 7 report, a baby or toddler photo of your child, a ream of paper, printing paper, exam pad and pen, and 70 rand in an envelope with dietary requirements, and that will be for our catering on our gala day if the weather improves, which you will be updated about. So thank you very much from me, and I welcome you all to Bryanston High. It was a pleasure to deal with all you parents. Thank you.
June, tell me quickly, if there is, for example, a tour going away and the kids need to pay money, where do they pay it? How do they pay it? What are the important things for our learners to know when they pay money?
One of my other jobs that I do at the school is I receipt all the bank statements. And if a payment is made with just a student number, I automatically assume that that is for fees and that is where I will receipt it. If you're going to be paying for a grade 8 camp or you're going to pay for cheerleading or you're going to pay for a hockey tour, always remember to use the student number as a reference. And then if it's a camp, put camp next to it. The other thing is, for instance, if it's textbooks, it's student number, textbooks, and I will know exactly where to receipt that. And this stops all these queries that come backwards and forwards. I've paid and I can't see my payment, whatever. It's because you haven't used the correct reference.
Adam, a last word from you.
From me to the grade 8 as well as the parents, we are very excited to finally get to meet you in person, to have you and welcome you to the Bryanston family, and to finally get back to some form of normality around Bryanston High School.
Karen?
I'd just like to say as well, we're looking forward to having you all here and growing as a family from grade 8 to matric, and we hope that it's only successful for everybody.
June, any last thoughts from you?
No, nothing else, but thank you very much for having us here.
All right, to all our parents, we're looking forward to the 15th, and certainly it's going to be an exciting year, and all I can ask you is be part of the Bryanston family. Become part of the school, be involved in your kids' education. When activities start, come and support them, and make sure that you always know what is going on at school. Have a great day, we'll see you on the 15th.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.